Morning Watch, Day 4. The Crystallization Study of Job, Proverbs, and Ecclesiastes, Week 4. Job and the Two Trees. Related Verses. Revelation 22:14. Blessed are those who wash their robes, that they may have right to the tree of life, and may enter by the gates into the city. John 6:48. I am the bread of life. Revelation 22:1-2. And he showed me a river of water of life, bright as crystal, proceeding out of the throne of God and of the Lamb, in the middle of its street. And on this side and on that side of the river was the tree of life, producing 12 fruits, yielding its fruit each month. And the leaves of the tree are for the healing of the nations. John 15:4-5. Abide in me, and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself unless it abides in the vine, so neither can you unless you abide in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. He who abides in me and I in him, he bears much fruit. For apart from me, you can do nothing. 1 Peter 2:24. Who himself bore up our sins in his body on the tree, in order that we, having died to sins, might live to righteousness, by whose bruise you were healed. Revelation 2:7. He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. To him who overcomes, to him I will give to eat of the tree of life, which is in the paradise of God. Suggested reading. The tree of life is the center of the universe. According to the purpose of God, the earth is the center of the universe. The Garden of Eden is the center of the earth. And the tree of life is the center of the Garden of Eden. Nothing is more central and crucial to both God and man than the tree of life. The tree of life in the garden was an indicator that God desires to be our life in the form of food. The New Testament reveals Christ as the fulfillment of the figure of the tree of life. Speaking of Christ, John 1:4 says, "In him was life." Since John 1:3 refers to the creation in Genesis 1, the mention of life in verse 4 should refer to the life indicated by the tree of life in Genesis 2. This is confirmed by John's mention of the tree of life in Revelation 22. The life displayed by the tree of life in Genesis 2 was the life incarnated in Christ. The Lord told us that he himself is life. Furthermore, John 15 reveals that Christ is a tree, the vine tree. On the one hand, he is a tree. On the other hand, he is life. If we put together John 1:4 and 15:5, we shall realize that Christ is the tree of life. The fact that he said in John 6 that he is the bread of life indicates that he has come to us as the tree of life in the form of food. Therefore, Christ, the embodiment of God, is the tree of life. Concerning Christ as the fulfillment of the figure of the tree of life in Genesis 2:9, Revelation 2:7 says, "To him who overcomes, to him I will give to eat of the tree of life, which is in the paradise of God." It was God's original intention that man should eat of the tree of life. Due to the fall, the tree of life was closed to man. Through the redemption of Christ, the way to touch the tree of life, which is God himself in Christ as life to man, has been opened again. However, in the church's degradation, religion crept in with its knowledge to distract the believers in Christ from eating him as the tree of life. Hence, In Revelation 2:7, the Lord promises to grant the overcomers to eat of himself as the tree of life. The word for tree in Revelation 2:7, as in 1 Peter 2:24, is wood in Greek, not the usual word used for tree. We have seen that the tree of life refers to Christ as the embodiment of the triune God to be our life in the form of food. Here in Revelation 2:7, this expression refers to the crucified, implied in the tree as a piece of wood, and resurrected, implied in the Zoe life, Christ who is in the church today, the consummation of which will be the New Jerusalem, in which the crucified and resurrected Christ will be the tree of life for the enjoyment of all God's redeemed people for eternity. The eating of the tree of life not only was God's original intention concerning man, it will also be the eternal issue of Christ's redemption. For eternity, God's redeemed people will enjoy the tree of life as their portion. The tree of life growing on the two sides of the river indicates that the tree of life is a vine, spreading and proceeding along the flow of the water of life for God's people to receive and enjoy. It fulfills for eternity what God intended from the beginning. In eternity, God's redeemed people will enjoy the tree of life. That is, they will enjoy Christ, the Son of God, the redeeming Lamb, as their eternal life supply. Through Christ's redemption, which has fulfilled the requirements of God's glory, holiness, and righteousness, the way to the tree of life has been opened again to the believers. Hence, the believers who wash their robes in the redeeming blood of Christ have the right to enjoy the tree of life as their eternal portion.